to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Come on, baby.
Woohoo! Today is a very special day, Sammy.
I've got to congratulate myself and play my own song.
There we go. Because I have no control over it, or else I'd be playing songs for you all day, honey.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, what a great morning, man.
There we go. Yeah. I know. What a way to start.
What a way to start. Thank you all for joining us. Today is May 10th. Of course, I can't remember this date. Today is the only day where I didn't have to look at the calendar. Good morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam.
Well, Stephanie surprised me with a couple of beautiful balloons that make it all festive in here.
It's very festive.
And the cool card.
Oh.
And I'll read that in a minute. And, of course, some cake, some custard. I love custard stuff,
oh,
you know.
Oh, good.
And the strawberry on top with whipped cream and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm having that for breakfast.
It looked quite tasty.
Yeah.
I figured, you know what, it's all about you today. I was going to bring a cake, and then I was like, you know what, it's about Sam. He should just get the dessert.
Exactly.
Screw
I'll get the
friggin'
cake. Yeah.
Nobody else needs to have anything.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for being so thoughtful this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
It.
Thank you for being so awesome.
Of course, of course.
I'm always awesome. A birthday song? You are always awesome, Sam. That's why I love you.
Thank you.
You see,
I need this in the morning.
I'm just going to, all day, it's about you. Whatever you want, Sam. I'm going to be nice to you. Like Chris, a listener of ours who listens every day, who's awesome. Hello, Chris. He said yesterday, he put on my Facebook wall, he goes, are you going to be nice to Sam on his birthday? I was like, what? I'm always nice to you.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, actually, someone asked if you're going to put on a show for me. I didn't know what that meant.
What does that
even mean? Yeah, I don't know. But you don't have to. I'm not going to put you on the spot.
I don't even know what that means.
I know. I had to ask what that means. You
yes,
know? But,
I guess.
I would imagine a striptease show or something.
Well, we could do that. We can make that happen if you really want
to. That's amazing. Yeah, I do really want to, but we probably should.
I actually learned, since your wife is next door.
She might join the party.
Okay, then bring her in. Let's do it. I actually took a stripping class that when years ago when the S Factor was big.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the S Factor.
No.
It's like this actress started this stripping class, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was huge. She was on Oprah. I mean, it was a whole thing. She's Sheila Kelly is her name. And amazing woman. And she started this, and it's an incredible exercise, but it's pole dancing.
Right.
But in the class, I learned how to give a lap dance.
Really?
And we're, like, doing it on other women, and we're, like, wearing these huge stripper heels and, like, just underwear and a bra. And it was great, but honestly, I have been, like, an athlete all my life. Like, I was a runner and I was a dancer. I've never been through anything so hard as far as like trying to get myself up the pole.
Really? It's that demanding.
I felt like I was a fat kid in gym class. I was like, I can't get up the rope. I can't. It was so difficult, but I really give a lot of credit to strippers as far as getting your ass up on that pole because it's hard.
Well, they're usually young and healthy and stuff. I'm sure they can do that.
But I know how to give a lap dance.
Yeah, there you go.
I learned something useful, I guess. I have not used it, but you know, maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day.
I would play you or I don't
really.
Don't
do it for a living though. It doesn't suit you.
Really? Do you think that I would? Actually, somebody said not too long ago, like I was kidding around about porn and they were like, Steph, do not do that. And I was like, Really? You're my friend, you big asshole. How do you not... Why do you think that I would even want to do it? I mean, I know that I'm a sexual person, but come on.
Yeah.
I'm not about to do
it. Even
more.
You have your boundaries.
I have some morals, guys. I really do. You might not think so, but I actually do. I would not be doing it. Hey, but you know what? People need some porn in their life, and there's people that will do it. So
yes.
Just not me.
Absolutely.
Or you.
Yeah. None of this lifetime, anyway.
Maybe in our next life.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, if people want to have a lot of sex, there's other ways to do it, you know? You don't have to do it so the whole world will see you.
That's what I think.
You know? It stays with you forever, you know?
Yeah.
Like a friggin' tattoo.
Actually, this one, I love this line from, have you seen Eat, Pray, Love?
No.
Okay.
It's a chick flick.
It is a chick flick.
Yeah.
But the book is fantastic. The movie was actually, it was okay. Not
right.
bad. But there's a part in the movie where the Julie Roberts asks her best friend, she goes, you know, when did you know you were ready for a baby? And she was like, oh, I was already, since I was like 17. And I started collecting all this baby clothes and whatever. I have a little box. And she's like, honey, she's like, let me just say this. It's like having a baby is like getting a tattoo on your face. If you're not ready for it, don't do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's so such a great line because
it is,
it's so true. Like, that is forever.
It is. It changes your life like in a second.
Well, you have
know?
Kids. You
yeah.
know.
I mean, I can tell you, and I tell everybody that who thinks about having kids, is like, you know, your life is going to change forever that day when they're born.
Yeah.
And your life will never be the same again, you know? So
no.
You got to prepare for it.
Oh,
know?
I can't even. I mean, yeah. I have my dogs and those are my kids, but the kids are 10 times more demanding than,
oh, yeah.
than dogs. I can't, you know? And I know I'm not right at this moment ready.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way. Like, I, again, back to this whole Teen Mom show, I can't understand how these girls are actually ready.
Yeah.
At 14, 15, 16 years old to be mothers.
Yeah. And there's no rush for you either, you know? I mean, take advantage of life as much as you can, you know?
I just mouthed I love you to Sam. Thank you, Sam. Because
yeah.
my parents were like, so, when are you getting married? When are you having kids?
But I got to tell you, you know, because I married the first time because of pressure from my
oh,
family,
really?
You know?
Okay.
And, yeah, because I planned on not getting married before 30. And at 27, I ended up getting married, you know.
Okay.
But that was for the wrong reasons, and that's why it didn't last, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't ever get married or have kids because people expect you to, you know. Do it when you're ready for it.
I agree.
Because it's your life, you know. You only live it once and stuff, you know.
I completely agree with that statement.
Yeah.
I was ready when I was 12. I mean, looking back, I should have probably thought a lot more about it. But I thought I was ready when I was, you know, 23 to marry him.
Yeah.
But put it this way, he asked me and I said yes, and I was okay though with dating him for the next 6 years.
Right.
Like I wasn't in a rush to get, and we didn't even really talk about it. So he kind of did it without me knowing about it. We did not go ring shopping. We weren't talking. I mean, we were living together, but we weren't talking about it.
Right.
And then he asked me, and I think he did it because he was older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, I really want to do this now. And so, but again, like I said, I would have been okay dating him for the next 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, maybe you weren't ready. Who knows, you know?
Well, now looking back, I
yeah, no,
not
you
even
weren't.
A little bit.
But you probably needed that lesson in your life. Who knows, you know?
That expensive lesson? Yes,
it's
I needed that expensive lesson. Absolutely. My father paying for a wedding that only lasted 4 years, a marriage that only lasted 4 years, and then the divorce. I mean, mind you, I did not, I didn't take anything when I left, so
yeah.
It wasn't, my lawyer did it pro bono because he's like, you have nothing, you're not asking for anything,
yeah.
Let me just drop the papers and you'll be fine.
I know, yeah.
So, but I can imagine, like you, like having kids and...
Yeah, but we still did it pretty simply, you know,
did
no,
you?
Yeah, no lawyers really or anything, no going to court, but...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but she, yeah, she stuck it to me though. I
oh,
mean, I...
women, bitches. Of course they
know,
did.
It's hard to believe, but not all women are like that. That's what I'm
no,
saying,
no.
You know? Some women are like, you know, they would never, you know, but, you know, some
yeah.
women will just go after your ass for everything you have, you know?
I have a friend who actually, he was married to this woman and they had a really great marriage. And then all of a sudden one day she was like, I don't want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, jaw dropped open. He's like, what? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I don't want to be married. She was working. He's an actor,
mm-hmm.
and he's making, you know, he works. He's a working actor, but he
right.
doesn't work steadily.
Right.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
he's making money here and there. she was an executive at some network. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Look at this.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this, man.
You have more gifts. Woo!
Say it's your birthday.
Yeah, you see, Dina just walked in.
His beautiful wife.
Yes.
Just walked in.
Look
with balloons and flowers.
Even a kiss.
And a happy birthday cupcake.
Thank you. Where
with
are you
a
going?
Candle. We have to celebrate.
Yeah.
Her wow. balloons are better.
Balloons. I've got balloons all over the place here. My wife Dina just walked in with a nice muffin here with a candle on it that says happy birthday. It's pink, my dear. Okay, I guess I get pink. I got nice roses here.
You did. Mm. Those are beautiful.
Smell beautiful. And, of course, a lot of balloons. Thank you very much, my dear.
Oh,
thank you. I love you. Okay.
What a sweet woman.
You see, my two favorite women brought me things this morning.
She brought you bigger balloons.
Look at you, you know?
No, that's good.
Naturally, a woman is going to start.
No, as she should. Your wife, she did it upright. She brought these amazing balloons. What's
yeah,
that? No.
What's that? That must be a card.
Oh, no.
Sings.
Oh, my God. That's your candle.
Oh, the candle is singing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How did you know that? That's true. Wow.
Dina got the special candle. It's a happy birthday.
She probably
candle.
Didn't know it plays music.
I
now
love
it's,
it.
Not gonna
now
stop.
It's not going to stop. Maybe if you blow it out.
You think so?
Let's see. Or not.
Or not. So how do you make it stop?
I have no idea. You see it
There's
on the
no
bottom?
There's no way to stop this thing.
Oh my God. You just have to break it.
Break it?
I don't
Maybe
know.
If I take out the candle. No, that doesn't help either.
Can you guys hear it out there?
Yeah, they must be able to hear it.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay. Dina, where are you? Come and take this thing out of here. I can't make it stop.
I love you. I love that you got a... Oh, my dad says happy birthday, Sam.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Pops.
Yeah, I gotta... Guys, I don't know what to do. I can't leave the office, can you?
Do you want me to?
No, it's okay. Oh. It's the same thing. I mean, one of us is going to be stuck here.
Well, I can stay and
yeah, okay. Just entertain him for 2 seconds here.
I will try to. So Sam is going out in the lobby right now. I'm giving you guys a play-by-play. He's going out in the lobby because Dina has bought him a birthday candle, as you all know, that plays happy birthday, and it won't stop. And we tried to blow it out, and it still won't stop. So now Sam just is
okay.
Back.
Thank you
there
very much for your patience, folks.
Did she know that it played?
No, yeah, she didn't know, but now I took
that
it out
is
there.
So
it's
awesome.
Probably gonna continue playing all day.
That's awesome. Those are beautiful roses.
Yeah, they're very nice, you know. And it's
Do you like roses?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
I like flowers, period. You know?
Do.
Yeah. I seldom receive them, but I like flowers.
I actually
yeah.
was thinking for like a second, should I bring them flowers? But I was like, I don't know. Most men don't. But
yeah.
look at that. If
yeah.
I would have known about you a little
That's
bit more.
Okay. You were unique. You did your own thing. And I think you were 101%.
Okay. Know? So, Sam, we're going to, this is your day.
Yeah.
So, you're 51 today.
I'm 50 friggin' one today, man.
How do you feel? Do you feel 51?
You know, I had a difficulty with 50 last year, you know, because it's like 50, you know? It's
50.
Not 49 anymore. So,
but it's a nice, like, it's a good number.
I guess it is, you know, but you realize you start to get old, you know, because I realize, you know, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, 50 is considered old.
But you know what? If you feel young and you look young, Sam, you
Thank
do.
You. Thank
that
you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, I was watching last night. I caught a glimpse of Punk'd. Remember that show?
God.
And they punked Simon Cowell from American Idol.
Oh,
and I looked at him and I figured, you know, he's in his 50s also. He looks young. He dresses like me, like jeans, T-shirt, you know, not fat or anything. And, you know, and he looks pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at George Clooney. I mean, you know, there's no comparison, obviously. But at the same
George
time,
Clooney.
You know,
you're a little George Clooney with that
Thank
hair.
You.
You
God.
Are. You
wow.
are.
You got to make me calm now. You know?
It's that easy. I love it.
With all these compliments, man.
No, I'm serious. You got the great salt and pepper hair going on like he does.
I know. Well, he's very handsome, so that's why I take it as a big compliment.
He's extremely handsome. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't throw him out of bed.
No, huh?
Not even
you
a little
do him
bit.
A favor?
Oh, I would definitely help him out. I'm not a whore, but I love George Clooney. He's on my list, but he's not like number one.
Yeah. Who do you like? I mean, are you a Brad Pitt type of guy?
No.
No, huh?
No, not at all.
Do you like him burly and big and strong?
You know,
or?
It depends. Like, I like Bradley Cooper a lot. Do you know
Yeah, I do.
I think he's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty hot, too.
Like I said, the hottest guy I ever walked this earth was Paul Newman to me.
Yeah, that's true. And then you like the guy from Twilight, too, right?
I do. But, in my defense, I love it. Sam's laughing now. In my defense, though, it's because of the books.
Right, okay.
Like I said,
yeah,
remember?
That.
Yeah,
so you sort of like take him as a character more.
Yeah.
And he's like the face to the character.
Exactly.
In the book.
This is what I like about him as the character. Mm-hmm. He is so, he's 100 and something years old, so he's so mature. Maybe that's what I need in a guy, 100 and something years old. But he's so in love with her. Like every move she makes, like mm-hmm. he moves with her. Like
yeah.
they're just one and they're so fluid. And he's not that he's obsessed with her. He's just, he can't be apart from her.
Right.
And the love that he feels for her, like that's what I am so drawn to.
Yeah.
And so it's not, and he's so romantic and just...
Well, that's cool. I mean, it sounds like you enjoy it and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
you know.
Wasn't it originally written for younger readers, though? Twilight?
Yeah, tweens.
Yeah.
Or that's what they're calling them now, tweens.
Yeah. But then again, yeah. Harry Potter was the same thing, and then adults embraced it, you
Did
know?
You? Are you into that at all?
No. I started the first one. I couldn't get very far.
Wait, the movie or the book?
The book. Okay. I'm not into fantasy, you know?
Oh, you're
I don't
not?
Know. Yeah.
So
I mean, I like science fiction and stuff, but not fantasy so much.
So
know?
Not Lord of the Rings?
No, that one was out of the question for me.
I'm so obsessed with Lord
really?
Of the Rings. Oh, my God.
Wow.
One of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had was Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Watching all three of them.
Wow.
It was great.
All three of them, and they're each very long.
I know.
Huh? Wow.
I wasted like 9 hours of my life.
9 hours.
But anyway, okay, Sam, so I wanted to know, because this is about you today. We're making this all about Sam today.
Cool.
So, first of all, is there anything in your life that you still, just to get to know you so people, listeners out there can get to know you more,
right.
Is there anything in your life that you are still looking to do that you want to accomplish?
Yeah, definitely. Make a lot of money.
There we go.
I've been fighting it for 50 years. We'll see. Maybe my 52nd
there
year.
There we go.
You know?
You never know. It could be the year, my friend.
Yeah.
This could be the year.
But besides that,
list?
Yeah, once I have the money, then there's a lot of things I like to do. You
okay.
know? But,
anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to be very famous, you know. Mm. I mean, I would. But then a lot of people would, too, you know. The thing is, though, the point is you don't want to be famous for the sake of being famous. You want to be famous for something that you do, you
sure.
know. And to get recognition and stuff. So I'm not sure where I'd like that recognition, but
right.
I'd like it somewhere, you know.
Get it from somebody.
But I got to tell you, you know, I mean, I sort of like felt like a celebrity today with all the warm wishes on Facebook for birthday, happy birthday and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It makes you feel special. It really does, you know.
It
and
really
you get
does.
Even people you don't know very well, you know. But
I know, wishing you a great day.
I know, and stuff like that, you know. And there's listeners out there that I don't know about who are mm-hmm. congratulating me and stuff. And it's really cool,
That's
you know.
That's so great.
So I want to thank everybody who took the time and made my morning, and actually all day yesterday, too.
Yeah,
I mean, people start early, you know?
They do, so they don't forget.
Yeah.
But you know what? At least they're doing it. At least they're taking the time to do it. But
yeah, and
great.
It's very nice, and people are sincere. I mean, it seems like, for the most part, people mm-hmm. are sincere, and
oh, yeah.
it's cool, you know?
Like what I believe. I believe that everybody is great
yeah.
and good. You don't. I do, but that's me. I like believing that. But
yeah,
no,
I mean, I would like to believe that too, you know. And I think, I don't know, you know, it's hard to say, but I think good people are easy to find, you know. Mm-hmm. You just have to know where to look.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think if you're a good person, you attract that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that depends, you know. I mean, I'm sure, but you know, in this industry, I got to tell you, man, people stab,
oh.
you know, backstabbers like
oh, yeah.
there's no tomorrow, you know.
Well, it's because I have to say this, like it's because there's so much competition,
right,
and everybody thinks that they have to step on somebody to get to the top, when that is not the way to go.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
I can honestly,
it's not the way to go. Oh, you're here to say forget about it.
I absolutely believe. I've been in the business for a little bit of time now, and I can't even tell you how small this industry is. Mm. I was on, when I shot Two and a Half Men, and then shortly after I shot Monk. Mm. I had the same DP, which is the director of photography, if you guys don't know out there, the same one. So, I mean, I had no idea. Like, I was on Two and a Half Men. I got to know him. His name's Joe, really nice guy. I walked onto the set of Monk, and I was like, oh, my God, Joe. Mm. And I remembered his name, and I got to say,
yes,
they're the ones you should be – I mean, you should be nice to everybody regardless, because you're no better than anybody else. But I have to say, like, I am so glad that we connected, because the director of photography can make you look really bad as an actress on camera. So you might want to kiss their ass a little bit. But it's such a small town. People don't even realize that somebody knows somebody. And even if they're not connected, it's an aunt and uncle of somebody or a friend. Like, don't ever badmouth anybody. I mean, regardless of any kind of business.
You're absolutely
you're in,
right.
Because it
agree.
Will come back to you. I promise you.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. This town is not small, but the industry is. You
oh,
know?
The industry
and
is the very
thing,
small.
Yeah. And you always run into people who know people and that sort of thing. So I have to agree. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Just be, you know what? There's a role for everybody out there. There's a place for everybody. Everybody has a voice.
Yeah.
You just have to find it.
Yeah. And you have to be prepared. I mean, if you move to this town and hope to make it, you have to prepare to, you know, for people to stab you in the back sometimes. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Hopefully it won't happen, but people do that. You
but
know?
People do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? If they do, that's their karma.
Yeah,
it's not yours.
I guess that's true, yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it, because I'm not God, and I'm not going to pretend to play God. So I look at it as, look, it's their karma. If they want to do it, you know, I've made my mistakes, and let me tell you, I have paid some heavy karma for that crap. And I'm like, okay, this stuff actually really works. done. But I try, you know. I still make mistakes, and I will till the day I leave this earth. But, like, you know, I try.
Yeah.
I try to be. So, yes, I do not think that people should walk on other people and step on them and get to the top that
well,
way. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah. But, you know, you experience it. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I entered this industry and I didn't even expect this. And then you never know what might hit you and from what direction, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, okay,
but,
so with that.
Yeah,
you wanna,
let's talk about good things.
No, I want to talk about you being famous and like from there. I want listeners to get
I've always wanted to be a rock star, you know,
really?
Which apparently, you know, I mean, every teenager would like to do that and that. But so, you know, I mean, I used to write songs when I was like 13, 14, 15 years old, you know.
Oh, wow.
And play the guitar and sing and all that stuff. And that's really what I wanted to do. And in the back of my mind, you know, that's the one thing I should have done.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, it's like you have to get a real job, you know what I mean?
My God, that's
you
what
my have dad to, says. Especially if you're a guy, you know.
Well,
I mean,
that's
the thing
true.
Is women look for financially independent guys, you know. You can't be like a wuss, you know, depending on other people, you know. And oh,
Megan's
do we
here.
Have a guest?
Megan's here.
Wow, Megan's here. Okay, then let's Megan come in.
She,
okay, tell us
not
about
letting her come in.
No,
you have to turn your phone off.
Oh, okay, come on, Megan.
Come on in.
Oh, I see, she's giving you all the instructions and everything. Hi, welcome.
Come
have
sit
a
here.
Seat over there next to your friend.
Here you go.
And
I know.
What's that?
Sit here, put your headphones on, and then you can say hi to everybody.
Hi, Megan. What a surprise, man. I mean, Stephanie told me you might be coming in, and I thought, wow, this is cool, you know?
You have to sit close to the mic.
Yeah, and tell us something.
Pick it. Yeah, I thought all you want for your birthday would be to meet me, so I figured I'd show up.
I did. What a surprise,
with
man.
A present.
Oh, she brought me Snickers.
This wasn't a Snickers that's been in my car for 3 months.
Oh wonderful. Okay. What a great gift that
is. Oh,
the Snickers.
Snickers.
Yeah, a 3 month old Snicker.
You can actually form it.
No,
in your
it hasn't
shape.
Been. It hasn't been in her car.
No, no.
I know.
Why does it have a car key
so
imprint on it?
Trust me, there's things
does,
that
huh?
have been in her car for a while.
All yeah.
Right. Hi. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I didn't have to work.
Why does it say Nauto City in the back? What is it?
Spanish?
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm cheap. I shop at the 86 cent store, apparently.
Wow. I guess that's what it's...
No, I'm just wondering. I thought maybe
what
it was...
What does it say? Nougat
Nacho City?
Maybe
Nacho?
It's...
Nougat City?
No, Nugget. Nogato City. Is that Spanish for Snickers?
I think it's Nato, no? N-A-U-G-H. Oh, Nuggets. Nugato City. I don't know what the hell.
I love how all of us can't figure this out right now.
I know. Welcome, Nugato. Megan. Welcome to the show. And we've heard so much about you and everything. So hold on, folks. There's a phone call real quick. Let's get that and then we'll continue. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Samson, I just wanted to call to wish you a very, very happy birthday, my man.
Thank you very much.
Troy, one of your DJs.
Yes, I recognize the voice right away. Good morning, Troy.
How are you doing?
Hi,
good,
Troy.
Good. Thank you so much for calling, man. What a great surprise.
Well, you know, I every now and then I've got a couple of those in store.
Yeah, you're on top of everything. That's cool, man.
So how you celebrating your big day, man?
Yeah, man, I'm having a blast.
That's a terrific show.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm having a blast. You know, I've got two beautiful women in here, and I'm all ready to go, man. So, but you know, Troy is a rock star.
Troy.
You know? And Troy has followed his dream, you know. Troy, I was just
only
talking about...
Only in my mind.
I don't know about that, man. You're out there playing and that's, you know, and gigging and that's what you, you know, that's what you want to do. So I admire you for that.
Troy,
you know?
Are you in a band?
Yeah, he's in a band.
You know what? I am in a band.
Yeah. And it's called Slow Burning Car.
Okay.
And we went to see him the other day over at the House of Blues, and he's awesome. I mean, Troy is really
what
into
are
the
you,
music.
Are you the lead singer? Are you guitar? What?
Singer and bass player. And Sam, you are way too flattering.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have to be. No, I'm kidding. Troy has a show on every Tuesday. In fact, it's today at 5 o'clock called Troy's Room. And, Troy, you play a lot of indie music and unsigned bands and stuff and give an opportunity to a lot of artists there. I mean, Troy's been doing it for 3 years.
That's fantastic.
And, yeah.
Well, maybe you'll come into to our show one time and talk to us.
Yeah,
so
you
I can meet
have
you.
If I can
that,
play
Troy.
Hooky from work, I would love to.
Yeah.
When is your band playing again so we can tell listeners out there to
you
come
know,
see
it's not until September. We're actually playing at the Home Depot Center before one of the Chivas USA soccer games.
Wow. Oh. How cool, man. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So good for you.
That's going to be way in September. If you guys are soccer fans, let me know and I can get you guys some free tickets.
Sounds good, man. Well, you'll have to remind us right before that. And
you got it.
We'll remind everybody.
Yeah, great.
Well, listen,
we have
I hope you guys
go ahead.
I hope
Troy.
You guys have a great show. I just want to say happy birthday to Sam, and I have yet the pleasure to meet your beautiful co-host, but I have seen her on the icon on the station's webpage.
Cool.
So, having said that, you guys have a terrific day.
Oh,
Sam, a very happy birthday.
Thank you very much,
Troy. I got to get back to work. I got some delivery showing
thanks,
up right now.
Thanks, Troy. Have
thanks
a good
thanks for
one.
The surprise, man. It's been great.
You
thank
got
you.
It. You got
bye.
It. Have a great one.
You too.
What a sweet man.
Yeah. We have a lot of sweet people on the station,
we
I gotta
do.
Tell you, man.
We have a lot
and
of sweet
it
people.
It makes me feel really good.
Today's your day, my friend.
Today's my day, but the spotlight's on Megan now.
Because you decided to come in here.
Yeah.
You see how that works?
Yeah, thunder stealer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sam
no, that's
care.
Cool. Yeah.
He loves women.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Of
ditto.
Course I do. I'm just sitting here trying to picture you together in bed and stuff, you know?
All right, David.
She just called you David.
Yeah. She said dude, didn't she?
No,
she
I said David.
Oh, okay.
She's
David
kidding.
Like who? Like David
David,
who?
The guest
oh, you know
that
David?
Was on here.
Huh?
The one that was on here.
Like, oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, I thought he's so forgettable. I totally forgot about him.
Amen.
Wow. He was kind of, when he first heard about us being together, he was just like, he made some really raunchy comments.
Really? He did? Wow.
Yeah, and we were both like, Megan's like, okay, I'm going to leave now, and she just walked away.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah, and she's probably going, this is the reason why I don't like men.
She has more guy friends than girlfriends.
I don't have any girlfriends, I don't even think.
Really?
No, I mean, no. Yeah.
Well, a couple.
Yeah.
Like one or two.
Yeah,
that's
I guess.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
She likes men more.
Like, really?
As friends.
So yeah,
much
as friends.
Easier.
Yeah.
They're so much easier and chill and, I don't know, low maintenance.
I agree.
Steph's kind of like a dude, so it's easy. It works like that.
I am so the opposite.
Dude looks like a lady, man.
I am so the opposite. I feel like I'm a girly girl, right?
Yeah, you know you are. You know she's teasing you.
But I can hang with the boys. I got three brothers. So, Meg.
Yeah. Meg, you don't seem to really want to talk. I mean, she does. You came in here, but you...
I'm quiet. I don't know.
She's shy.
I know. I figured she's sort of quiet and stuff. That's why I was surprised you decided to come here today, because I thought I'd never meet you, you know? I don't know. You seem like such a private person. You know?
Well, she's a private person.
Yeah.
But she's not working today, so she decided to come and say hello.
I see. Okay.
Well, I'm technically working. Uh-huh. I'm just working from right here.
Oh, sorry. She's working. I'm kidding. Yeah. So she doesn't get in trouble. No,
What do you do? Can you discuss it?
A little bit. Well, I'm in sales, but I work with cities and counties, so I can't go too into depth what I do.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's why I tell staff don't talk about me ever.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea.
From now on, I will just be known as M.
Miss M.
M, that's period. I have my own t-shirts. You get one too.
Miss
it's your birthday.
M. That's yeah. it. I'll
it's
call you
sleeveless.
Miss M. Like
Megan, are you originally from LA or did you move here?
No, I'm actually from Ohio.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very
How
exciting.
Cool. And when did you move out here?
3-4 years ago? I don't know. Yeah, probably 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Kind of exciting. I'll never go back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would you be... Everyone's out here is from Ohio, and there's a reason.
Yeah.
Ohio's
Everybody's
the best place
here
to
from
leave.
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's people from Chicago. There's a lot of people from Chicago, too, out here.
Yeah.
A lot.
But mostly from New York. There's a lot of people from New York.
Yeah, there is a lot
sure.
of people from New York, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but, better weather.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah. You know. So how did you get so lucky to get Stephanie? That's what I want to know.
Oh, how did I get so lucky? Let me tell you about my luck. Dear
oh
Stephanie,
my God.
Let me tell you how I love you. I met her at probably like everyone else meets her at the dog park.
The
oh
dog
my
park
God.
Too? Oh
I
my
have like
God.
Five friends. That's it but from the dog park.
Yeah, well, she knows everybody at the dog park. So, and yeah. then like she walked over to me and was being really, really forward.
Oh my God!
I was
you know
I
it's
was
the other way around.
There we go.
No,
thank you, Sam.
No. I was physically uncomfortable. Actually, my dog was uncomfortable. He pulled me out of the dog park.
Oh my God!
Really?
Mom,
I'm scared.
She's such a liar.
And then I got in my car and I looked over and she was sitting in my front seat.
Oh
I'm like, what
God.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
This is not your vehicle.
I hate you so much. I regret you coming in.
I'm my best friend.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's awesome.
So and you met. When? A year ago?
Two years ago? Like 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. Wow.
Over two years ago, right?
Yeah, Captain Ford over here.
I am... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she
you
was
what?
Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard you talk. I know what's going on here. Okay. Now, this everything you've heard is the exact opposite of what the truth is. 95% of what Stephanie
You're
says
right.
belongs is
You're
bullshit,
right,
and 95% of the conversation belongs
well,
to her.
With all due respect, I know her, and I know she's truthful, so
yeah.
I don't know you yet.
Thank you, Sam. He's going to side with me. Damn right, Sam. Damn right.
All right, I'll give it to you.
He's only saying that because he has
No, it's not because I have to, but because of the situation, you know? I mean, I'm sure you're, you know, I don't think the first thing that Stephanie thought about is to hit on you, you know, but maybe it was the other way around,
See?
You know,
exactly.
or maybe it was the first thing. I don't know what the
no,
hell.
No, let's ask her.
You know?
Let's ask her.
But
yeah, why
you know?
Don't you talk to me?
Okay. Here. Yeah. She's in the room. That's right.
Go on.
Sam, you really
I know
on.
You're in the room
Just,
and I talk to you. But,
I love
like,
it.
Third
Sam,
person.
When you laugh, I laugh. It's so great. I'm sorry. Okay. So yes, thank you for asking me.
Yeah.
No, I was not forward because I have liked guys my entire life. Mm-hmm. So,
how's that going for you?
At that point, had you considered being with women before you met
no.
Megan? No. Huh?
No.
Never
I had
at
no
all.
No interest.
Yeah.
Gateway gay. I'm the gateway gay. She
Megan,
strikes again.
Megan seems to like the most of the women we can say. We're not naming names, but
right.
most of the women she's been with.
Almost
I'm
all.
Not included.
Right.
Has now turn gay, right? They're gay.
Really?
Not
you
me.
Turn them gay completely.
Yeah,
completely.
That's why they call me
wow.
the gateway.
Not me.
Wow.
Not me.
Yeah.
Because women are crazy.
Yeah, because you didn't go yeah. forward on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not
you
saying anything.
You must know
I'm
how to
saying.
Push the right buttons, you know? I mean, that's what it boils down
yeah,
to.
Everyone thinks it's the buttons. That's what the problem is. And that's why all you men screw up and I'm picking up everything. I'm picking up the scraps.
Oh, God. That's true.
You leave with a giant M mark on
there
your chest.
There we go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hadn't thought about it before her. Like I said, I've been boy crazy since I was in
right.
like preschool.
Yeah.
So I never thought about it.
Yeah. But Megan, you've been like this most of your life, all your life? You've been
yeah,
gay
all.
Pretty much?
Yeah. I didn't really figure it out till I was in my When until I was in my Latina phase.
Okay. I have to say this. This is going to sound really mean, okay? And I'm sorry. But she showed me pictures when she was a little bit bigger, right?
Right.
Still still a beautiful girl. Uh-huh. She was a little bit bigger back in the day.
I was 200 pounds.
I shit you not. Yeah, I shit you not, Sam.
Uh-huh.
She looks Hispanic.
Really?
And I was like, how are you? How does this happen that you actually change ethnicities when you lose weight? Like, I don't even understand it. I swear to God, she looks Hispanic in this picture. I'm not saying all Hispanics are heavy at all, but I'm just saying she literally looks Hispanic. Anyway, so go on.
I mean, you look so skinny now. You know, how long did it take you to lose all that weight?
Honestly, like, what I meant by phase is that literally as soon as I figured out that I was gay, I dropped like 60 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't, I mean, I just, I would eat my feelings because I just had no form of, nothing ever made me happy.
Right. You couldn't express yourself.
Woe is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just kind of like exponentially came out, off. Out, actually, it came out.
That sounds so sad. I ate my feelings.
I did.
Oh.
Pizza's going to send out for you.
That makes me sad. That's so sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I met this one, and yeah, I lost like 45 more pounds from stress and drama.
Really?
No.
Here
I'm kidding.
We go.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
You gave her a hard time this weekend. I was mad at you. Yeah.
In my defense, had you been present when I met said person, you would have been mean as well.
Yeah, I probably
I wasn't even mean.
But
I
it wasn't her, you know? I mean, it wasn't her. She can't be responsible.
I didn't get mad at her.
Else.
I did not get mad at you.
Okay. We're not going to do this on air right now.
Oh.
This is not going to happen, Sam. This will end up in a fight, and I am not going to do this.
Okay. I'm just going to start texting you right now, nasty things at the table.
You know what? Let's not do this, because I'm going to start to fight in about 2 seconds.
That's true. Maybe I wasn't supposed to bring it up. I'm sorry.
No,
you know,
no,
we talk
it's
sometimes
okay.
off the air.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah.
We're just
but that's okay, yeah, because... You have the right to get back at whoever, you know.
Meh.
Sam had my back this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. he had my back. He didn't have your back. He cared more about
me. So, Megan, have you been with guys at all? Or,
no.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
I mean, I've had
so how do you know what you're missing or you don't think you're missing out on it? You know?
When I guess when you have something that changes your life that substantially or that significantly, there's really no point to even question it.
I see. Okay.
And I've had amazing, amazing boyfriends. Like, I have a best friend who wants to get married today.
Really?
A guy I've known since I was probably 12.
Wow.
He's amazing. If I was going to be with anybody, it'd be him. If anybody should be with anybody, it should be him.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't appeal to me,
yeah,
you know, and that's Stephanie
true.
Does, well, no, I'm just kidding. She's gorgeous. She knows it.
Yeah. By the way, I found a blonde picture of you. I posted it on our page yesterday.
Oh, my God.
You don't want me to?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Sam,
because
I just
I figured it's on the internet, whatever. But I was wondering about you being blonde. You know
I'm really blonde.
Yeah, because that's what you said.
Yeah.
So,
know what? This is the first picture you have seen of me blonde.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah. Don't you like this better?
I love this. Yeah, but you know what? Blonde, you look pretty good too.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah. So you're a real blonde? Is that what it is?
I sure am, my friend.
Oh, wow.
I guess
Megan would know, huh? Wow.
I don't like blondes.
Oh, my God. God, you did post. Oh, this is from a play that I did.
Is it?
This is from.
Yeah, if you guys want to see it, go on our page on Facebook, Sam and Stephanie
blonde.
In the morning.
What about your driver's license picture? Is that blonde?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen my driver's license.
No, but is this like natural blonde?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I'm as blonde as my mama.
Wow, that's
me
amazing.
And my mama are
because
blonde.
With your black hair, it doesn't, you know, I can't picture you blonde and stuff.
I know.
Because you know? It's so black and deep black.
Yeah, it
and everything,
is black.
You know?
I like it. It fits me. Like it. I like it better with my eyes.
Cool.
I like it.
Megan's like, I'll take her however she is.
she likes the brunette. She doesn't like the blondes.
No. Yeah.
But no, I love that you posted that. Thanks, Sam. You're so sweet.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm dying to hear, like, what's going on between you guys. But, you know, you probably, like, you know, have talked about it so much. And so besides, it's your personal lives. You know, I don't want to put it on the radio and stuff.
Yeah. I'm dying to hear what's going on between the two of us.
Yeah.
As are Stephanie's parents, I'm sure. Hi, haven't met you. I'm Megan.
My dad's listening. He's texting me.
He likes basketball, so I like him already.
There we go. Dad, you guys can talk about basketball.
Yeah. I'm sure they would like you if they met you and stuff, you know.
It depends on the day.
It depends
on
the
parents. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know what? That situation's really awkward. You just go into it meeting someone's parents and then knowing that you're their the first girl they've ever been with. They either, like, they want to hate you.
Yeah, I suppose.
But they
that's
can't
true.
Help but
yeah.
Love me. No, yeah. It is literally, it depends on the religion, the time of the day, and where the moon's at, if they're going to like me or not.
Yeah. Have you had a difficult life with your being lesbian? And
no, honestly, I'm probably one of the luckiest people I know. I've only had one negative thing actually probably even happen to me.
Really?
Or one comment ever. Uh-huh. But yeah, I got really lucky. I don't know if it's... Well, Columbus, Ohio is pretty... It's got a very large gay population. So, I mean, you can walk down the street holding hands and that's just, you know, it's no big deal. So.
Really? Yeah.
I got really
Here it
lucky.
Is a big deal, huh? People don't walk holding hands.
Here?
And stuff. Yeah.
People
oh.
don't like each other enough to walk holding hands.
Maybe in West Hollywood, but yeah.
Well, that's where I live, so that's easy. It's a gay bubble, gay city. Cop cars have rainbow flags on them. I mean, it sucks to be the cop, but, you know. Check out me and my big police rainbow cruiser. Wow, you're really assertive.
Sorry, my dad's texting me right now, asking me questions about all this.
Yeah. So, Megan, are you like, are you a slut?
Oh.
I mean, have you been with a lot of women?
Are you a dick?
I am.
Well, no, then no.
You know, I didn't mean it in that way. You know that. Sometimes things are funny, so I say. But
no,
I'm not here to offend you by any means. But I mean, have you had a lot of relationships and stuff?
I've had like 4 or 5 serious relationships.
Then you're not a slut, not in my book.
No, I wouldn't.
Good.
Steph, would you call me a slut?
No. I don't think Stephanie would be with one either. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Long term here, huh?
Well, you know, I've had my flings in my day. Yeah. But I wouldn't say she's a slut at all.
Yeah,
thank you.
Not at all. You seem to me like I mean, you're a serious person, obviously, and
I can be
pretty reserved,
1%
right?
of the time.
Yeah.
I'm not serious whatsoever.
No.
99% sarcasm. 100% of the time.
No, you're serious at times. At times. When you need to be.
Ooh, that's not true.
When you need to be. Yes, you are.
Okay, whatever.
You are. She's funny. She's sarcastic. She's, you know.
Yeah. No, I can see that. But, you know, I mean, I can see that you can.
Sam is dying.
I don't know. I'm
to
afraid
know
to say anything
Ask
about
questions.
You.
Why?
Yeah.
Why don't you
She seems to get offended by everything.
No. I'm not. I'm honestly. It is really, really hard to tick me off.
Are you a dick?
Why don't you ask me some seriously, like, just ask me any question you want to.
Yeah, no
offense,
that's fine.
Off.
No, that's cool. But, No, I mean, I'm curious. It's like you seem like a fascinating person and everything. So you grew up, how many, do you have siblings?
I've got siblings across the country.
Really?
My parents' slew of marriages.
Oh, really?
I probably have one parent in each state.
Wow.
Multi-geographical polygamy, please. It's a Christmas logistic nightmare.
You have your brother that you're close to.
Yeah, I've got an older brother, so he's back in Ohio. We look nothing alike, so just because my parents have been married so many times, it's just like, I don't even know who I'm related to.
Really?
Oh yeah. I got marriage number 8 between my 18 parents.
Wow, that would screw you up, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, not you specifically.
You would think.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm normal. I want to like reach over and slap you, but nobody can hear that.
Yes, they could, actually.
Get off Stephanie. She's turning blue.
Sam would defend me.
I don't know. I think he'd be too...
he might
like it.
He would. Yeah, he might like it, actually.
Yeah. No, I've become protective of her now. I mean, I see her here every day, you know?
I know.
So anybody who's going to hurt Stephanie has to go through me first. Megan is like, who the hell do you think you are?
I'm like,
I've been around longer.
All right, Superman. Let's flex.
All right, you can ask questions. She's willing to answer.
No, I mean, but you guys seem to have, I can see the chemistry and stuff, you know, I mean, yeah.
Is that what we call it? Toxicology, maybe?
We have a hate/love relationship.
Yeah.
We're learning to be friends. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm being honest here. We're learning to be really good friends, too.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the attraction is there.
Right.
But
do you guys clash a lot and stuff?
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
No, I mean, you know, a lot of very good relationships, that's what you have. You know, there's a lot of clashing, but there's still the bond and the love there, you know, that it's, you know, people are willing to pay the price, I guess, you know.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we have a lot of fun together. I'm just saying, like, we're learning to be good friends,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's like,
I give you that.
Like, we're trying to build, like, a foundation and a friendship and,
right,
you know, because that, I mean, that's important to both of us, like,
right,
with, you know, whoever we're with or
right,
even friends. Like, I feel, I mean, I'll just speak for myself, but, you know, that's something that's important. And since we've known each other for so long and then we had a huge falling out.
Right.
Huge falling out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. It was a big...
And then what happened? And no. You know, like, what was it, Jenga? Like, you know when you're playing Jenga and somebody, like, wants to, like, start off the game by putting the two bottom side pieces out, so now you're just teetering on the middle one?
Yeah.
That's Megan and Stephanie. Which way are we going to fall this day? You bastard. Who takes the side pieces out? Never take your side pieces out. Always the middle. Come on.
Those are things to fight about. Yeah.
Well, we fight about a lot more than that. But no, we're, since we have a past, it's kind of... just trying to, like, we've never just been friends either.
She right, came back.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Nobody, go Megan or go home.
Oh,
once you touch, you can stop.
Cecile can't call in, but she says, happy birthday, Sam.
Thank you, Cecile.
She's stuck
I appreciate
on the phone
it,
right now, and she can't get off.
Well, she called yesterday, so that was fine.
She did.
Yeah.
And she already posted on your page, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. That's
she
cool,
did.
Yeah.
I bought a Snickers bar.
I know.
Yeah, I have the Snickers.
And sarcasm.
Yeah.
What else you got?
So yeah, so we're, you know, but we're just taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Sure. We're
as
you know,
we will after this.
Yeah.
Call.
No.
So
I mean,
but are you guys exclusive now?
No.
No, huh? Okay,
no.
So. Wow, that's an ideal relationship. What the fuck, man?
Yahtzee, bring it up top.
Yeah. See, they know how to live, man. Lesbians know how to live, you know?
I'm only a lesbian sometimes. Let's be clear.
Lesbian.
Well,
let's
when you were... Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, Sam. I'm just
No, we know that.
We're like lesbian friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're just... Like I said, like, we have a past, and it's... It can be pretty... And the problem is we're a lot alike.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we fight the exact same way.
Really?
We both know I'm always right.
Oh.
So it's like...
Sam's going to disagree with that one because he was on my side this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
90% of the conversation belongs to Stephanie.
No. I'm just saying this weekend.
Should
Sam,
we do the hand with the world thing?
Whatever.
Everyone put their left hand up in a circle like a world and say, this is Stephanie, and take your other fist and circulate it around
the okay,
hand.
Okay. You know what?
And this is the world revolving. Being around Stephanie.
Whatever.
That's
I am a nice person. I am a nice person. Anyway, so yeah, so we're yeah.
Yeah,
we're enjoying.
Yeah, you got to stand up for yourself. You know, nobody else is gonna, you know, do it for you.
That's
so
right.
So you gotta,
man.
Yeah,
he
you gotta
the toot. Truth.
You gotta toot your own horn. You know, that's what it's all about. You know. Did
oh
you guys
God,
hear that Arnold Schwarzenegger is separating with Maria?
Finally. I
25
feel like
year,
their marriage
no,
has
25
been,
years.
Did,
you don't
is
think
she
they've
lesbian?
Had a good parent?
I mean, I would say 60% sure she is, and I've got the best gaydar in town. But
I feel, I don't know if it was
really?
From you or somebody else that somebody said that she was gay or she was maybe part gay or whatever.
Wow.
There's so many people that are closeted. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's not even, I mean, they don't even try to hide it, but yet they hide it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
But you know what? But times are progressing, you know? I mean, more and more it's becoming easier, you know, and people are more accepting and stuff. And,
right,
you know, I mean, as far as the gay marriage and stuff, it's only a matter of time, you know? It's not like it's not going to happen, but you guys keep putting the pressure on and it'll happen, you know?
Well, I
that's
just
what I
feel,
do. I put my pressure out there every day.
I feel like this.
I'm out there
like,
just like beating the streets. I want to get married to Stephanie.
No, shut up. Shut up.
She's so pretty.
Oh, God, I hate her. No, but I feel this way. Like, look, I know that there's always going to be people that aren't going to agree with gay marriage or even bisexuality or whatever the case may be.
Right.
My thing is this. Like, it, you know, I have a voice. I'm able to talk on radio about this, and I'm not telling people how to be or how to live or what to believe.
Right.
But I like the fact that I can say if I want to be with a man or a woman, and I'm okay with myself enough to know
Right.
That this is what I want, and I'm going to do what I want, as long as I'm not hurting anybody in the meantime. Yeah. And I mean, intentionally hurting somebody. I mean, if relationships fail, that's one thing. But, you know, there's always going to be people out there that aren't going to agree with it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying my way of living is right or being gay is right or wrong or anything like that.
Yeah, but if it works for you, you know,
what?
That's what you do.
As long as you're happy, and I you know, it's tough out there these days, too, especially when gay kids are trying to come out, like, young and... people that are bisexual and they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, my only advice would be just to do what makes you happy. And
there's
always going to be people that aren't going to agree with it. Always.
Yeah.
But as long as you're happy, I mean, that's really
that matters. Right. Yeah.
You know?
As long as Megan's happy.
Megan's happy.
Oh, God. Let's hope
as Stephanie's happy. The world's at peace. All the flames are extinguished. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? Merry
Christmas.
All right,
folks. Well, we got to go.
Oh, Sam. We didn't even get to talk about your day.
I'm sorry.
No.
We'll talk about the day tomorrow after it happens.
Don't, Meg.
I hijacked this. Happy birthday.
No, you didn't. That's fine. You know, we love having you in. We love having guests in. It was a surprise. I didn't think I'd meet you for a long time, so there you go.
Well, Sam, I wish you the happiest of birthdays.
Thank you very much.
And I'm
really
glad I got to spend even an hour with you.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And you made my morning for sure. The balloons, the cake, everything else, the card.
She loves you.
And she does. She does.
I do.
And I love her back. The best
Thank
thing
you.
That happened to the show.
Oh.
Really. Yeah.
That's insulting. I can hear you.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right. I can see who needs all the attention, Megan. Now I can tell. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks,
Stephanie,
guys.
Thank you. And Megan, thank you again. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.